Wait, those are wait. Wrong for did sure. you?
This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect. All right, and welcome back to episode 30 of This Could Get Awkward. Hey, I'm Janelle.
I'm Samantha.
Oh, all right. That was the most awkward way to say your own name. And I don't know. I think maybe we should push one more time. It'd be really great if we got some more reviews on our podcast, whether they're good or bad. I don't care. I care. I would love some construction or constructive criticism. No?
Okay, I guess.
Actually, sure. Just only go and give us a review if it's going to be 5 stars.
Yeah. Otherwise, like, you can email us privately what your thoughts are if you have constructive feedback.
So I love to people watch. I think it's one of the best pastimes when you are like out. And there are a couple of stories I want to share about some of my best people watching that has happened recently. Cool. And I think I'll save Drunk Jenny for the second story.
All right.
Drunk Jenny. Oh, man. I don't know if she ever got home, but...
Drunk Jenny, we're thinking about you.
Yeah. But this other story is when I was out and I was doing some hiking with my boyfriend, and we were, okay, I'm absolutely guilty of this. I like to get good photos when I'm out so I can post them to my Instagram. Mm-hmm. And my boyfriend complains about it all the time, saying like he's like an Instagram boyfriend. And I'm like, okay, like it's not nearly as bad as some people.
Yeah.
But when you don't have anyone to take photos of you, and I've traveled on my own, I rarely ask anyone else to take a photo for me because I don't really trust their judgment.
Yeah.
And like framing a photo or anything like that. So I will just opt to do it myself, as awkward and as uncomfortable as that might look or be, or difficult too. It's not exactly the easiest thing to like randomly prop your phone up and then like run out into the timer and then like strike a pose a bunch of times so that like hopefully it looks good. But I've done it before and it's worked. And I found it so crazy when, while we were out hiking, we were watching these people and we were trying to figure out whether or not this girl knew the people who were taking photos of her or not. Because what it looked like at first was possibly like a middle-aged or like some, probably a woman in her 20s, early 20s.
That's definitely not middle-aged.
I don't know why I said middle-aged at first. Okay.
Really hurt my feelings, but continue.
Oh my gosh, we're like the same age. Anyways, a woman in like her early to mid 20s with like an older couple. So I kind of thought like, okay, she's out hiking with her parents or something like that. And they're like taking photos. And she was like clearly doing an Instagram shoot. She was like changing outfits and like putting...
Whoa.
Yeah. So she was like, okay, like I'm going to go out and I'm going to be like in my bathing suit right now, like half standing in the river. And then she was like, oh, I'm going to go back and put this like cute little, I don't know, like beach cover up type thing on. And like, and then she like was getting all these different angles and like was getting wet to do it. And anyways, it all finishes. And then the couple goes down the trail. And then this girl just is still there and she's packing up her stuff. And then I was like, oh my gosh, she doesn't know them at all.
Those are some patient, kind strangers.
Right? Isn't that weird? Like, I don't think I would ever ask. And she would like go back to them and be like, okay, no, like that wasn't good enough. Like, I'm going to go out and like get a different angle or whatever. Like, you could clearly tell she wasn't happy with the photos that they were taking. And I just couldn't believe that they were, I don't know.
Indulging that.
Yeah, it was like a 10-15 minute photo shoot. Wow. And like waiting for her to like change her clothes and like wade out into the water and stuff, and I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
Guts, I guess, for asking.
That kind of stuff always makes me feel like, okay, for sure, like you'll end up with some really cool pictures. If your goal or like what you're about is a lot of likes and follows on Instagram, then that's cool. But it also just makes me feel sad. Like if you're, you know, having like these beautiful experiences or you're in these really cool environments, seeing beautiful things, it just sucks that you're not able to be present and enjoy it like authentically. Mm-hmm. If like your whole experience is for a picture. Because like, everybody takes pictures for like social or whatever. You get like one and then you actually enjoy yourself. But I feel like some of those types of people are like only there for not the experience, but a picture.
Oh, I know.
At least try to do both.
Because we were there the entire time that she was there because we had stopped and we had packed a lunch and we sat down and we just like, you know, sat on a log by the river and we enjoyed our lunch and like enjoyed the atmosphere. And all she did was go there, get changed into her bathing suit, take a photo and then like left. It was like, what? Like, you can't even just, like you said, enjoy the moment and like be there. Yeah. It seemed like a really big waste to me. But moving on, I guess, to Drunk Jenny.
Drunk Jenny is
a much more funny story. I hope I remember it all accurately because it was while I had a friend visiting me here and we had gone out. It was a weeknight. I know that it was a weeknight. And because I work early mornings, we were out in the early afternoon. I want to say no later than 3 p.m. And, you know, we walked into like a pub and we went there to have like a couple of drinks. And then we thought maybe we'll go there for dinner or we'll go somewhere else. So this is still early enough in the afternoon. And when we got there, there was this group of people who were like clearly like business people, looked like they were there for a conference or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they were just like slammed at the table. like everyone was so drunk. And I was like, it is Thursday afternoon and it's like 3 p.m. What the hell is going on?
Sounds like a work trip.
Yeah, yeah. And so we're just, most of our entertainment of the night was just like watching this group of people trying to kind of like figure out their stories and what's going on. There was about eight of them at the table. We're kind of like listening in because they're not too far away from us and they're really quite loud and obnoxious, but we're laughing our asses off listening to them. We are then like developing this storyline and figuring out like, okay, this woman is super drunk. Drunk Jenny. She is like drunk to the point where like she can barely sit down anymore, like on a chair without falling over.
Oh no.
Yeah, like really bad. I'm like, oh my gosh, like I really hope that the server is still not serving that woman.
Yeah.
Because like that's how drunk she was. And then we're like overhearing conversations about like partners and husbands and wives, and we come to find out that that Drunk Jenny's husband's not there. But who's this guy she's hanging off of?
Uh-oh.
And like it was crazy because we were like, oh my gosh, that is for sure her boss or like one of her coworkers. And she is clearly married because we overheard her say that her husband was in graphic design and like this and that. And like we're hearing the entire storyline. And I ended up going to the bathroom and I found out that the woman's name was Jenny. That's why I know that her name is Drunk Jenny. And I asked the waitress, I was like, what's going on over there? And she's like, I don't know. They were like drunk when they got in here.
Oh no.
She's like, they're here for a conference or something, blah 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 blah. And I was like, okay. But things really got crazy when I'm not exactly sure why, but Jenny like got up and took off, like ran out of the restaurant. And this was not like, yeah, I don't, it wasn't like a warm day or anything. She had no jacket. And then all you could hear is like her coworkers talking like, where is she? Someone like ran out the door, like looking for her.
Oh no.
He came back in.
Drunk like, Jenny's a runner.
He came back in and he was just like, I looked up like up and down the streets all over for her. I have no idea where she is. She's not answering her cell phone. And like literally no one could find this woman.
Jenny.
Yeah. And like her coworkers, honestly, that's where it ended. Like her coworkers were like, well, I don't know. I don't know what to do now. And they all just left. And I don't know what ever happened to this woman.
Did you ever receive an Amber Alert? Are those only for children?
That's only for children. But
well, I hope they found her.
Yeah, it was like the most intense people watching I've ever experienced. Oh, it was hilarious. I mean, mind you, I hope Jenny was okay, but Jenny was drunk. Like I couldn't.
Jenny, you gotta have some water. Okay, I have thought of two things. It just occurred to me that as this episode will air, it'll be just a few days after marijuana legalization in Canada.
Oh my gosh, your air horn sound is so good.
Oh, thank you.
Like, honestly, I would have actually thought that that was the legit sound effect. Do it again.
Oh no.
That was good.
I think it's pretty cool, and I hope everyone is enjoying themselves responsibly, and that this is a positive move for the country and for everyone. I hope it all goes really well.
I think it's going to be a little bit, not rocky. I mean, obviously they've been planning this for a long time now, but it'll just be interesting to see like the change. Even though you're not going to necessarily, like, it's not like everyone's just going to be smoking out on the streets now because you can't.
There's still rules. I feel like nothing is really going to change except for the fact that people who buy marijuana can feel more confident in knowing what exactly is in their marijuana, or like, you know, I don't know how frequently people buy marijuana that's laced with not marijuana, but now you can rest assured that it won't happen.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, presuming that you're buying it from a legal seller.
Yeah.
Because everything's just now going to get more expensive for
you. Is it going to be more expensive?
Well, I mean, if you buy it through a government establishment, I would presume.
Oh, I guess it's province to province, like our liquor stores and stuff.
Okay. And we'll see. I mean, there'll be people who have never tried it before who are trying it now because it's legal. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you'll be like less looked down upon.
I think that'll be the slowest thing to change.
Yeah.
There's still people who feel how they feel about it and think it's terrible and stuff. And I mean, there are fewer and fewer of those people every day as they become educated, I think. But they're still going to be that. I think it'll be the slowest thing to change. It's not going to be like as of October 17th, everyone's going to be like, I smoke weed, because a lot of people are still going to think, or like, it's still going to have really, really negative connotations for some people.
Yeah, for sure. It will. I saw some signage that was going to be going up in, I'm not sure what province, but it was just kind of interesting, I think, to have people think that like, oh, now everyone's just going to be, you know, smoking in the parks and like, you're going to smell it everywhere all the time now. It's pretty much you're going to be doing it in your own home. You don't see people smoke cigarettes like all that much anymore like it used to be. So to be completely honest, in the last couple of months, I've just been seeing people walking around the streets doing it anyways.
For real.
Like, because everyone's like, oh, it's going to be legal in like a month or two anyways.
What are you going to do about it?
Pretty much. Like, and I don't think that the cops have been doing too much about it because that very reason.
Yeah. I'm interested to see how it all plays out. Mm-hmm. But I do think it's a good thing.
Did you say that you had something else that you thought of too?
Yeah. So when you move to the next city that you're going to be moving to, can I say that?
Sure.
If and when you find yourself in the same city as my sister, I think that she should join you and co-host an episode, because I think if the two of us, and also with you having like witnessed it so often, if we discussed our vision impairment, I think that could be really funny, because it can be so awkward sometimes. I'll give you a really quick story that my sister texted to my mom and I the other day. So my sister and I both have the same vision impairment. It's called optic nerve atrophy, and it's rare and weird. And so we both wear glasses and contacts, but those correct something different because the optic nerve atrophy can't actually be corrected. So even though we're wearing our glasses and stuff, we still can't see super well. And so anytime, like, I have like massive font, and that's kind of like the clearest indicator that like something's up. So as soon as someone looks at my computer screen, or like how big the texts are on my phone, they're like, holy crap, you should get your glasses checked. And I'm like, okay, you're an idiot. I hate when people say that you should get your glasses checked. I'm like, oh really? Like, no one ever considered that. You're fucking genius. Like, thank you so much. How would I have lived my life without this moment? But anyway, so it can be really awkward sometimes because we can't see very well, and we just kind of act like it's one of those impairments where, like, unless you know us and you, like, we've explained it to you, it's not obvious that we can't see, right? Like, it's not something that you can observe really.
Yeah, no, like, I would have never guessed, like, that your vision was as bad as it is without you telling me.
So my sister has like a very important job for a very important organization, and she's a very like serious professional. And she texted my mom and I in our like group chat, and she was like, so I was just giving like a presentation to the executives, and I spent a full minute talking to someone who I just assumed was in the room.
Oh my gosh.
And then was like, and so Bob, like, what are your thoughts on that? And someone was like, Bob's not here. And she just like, there's like all like, it's like this huge boardroom with like a super long table and a bunch of people in the room. And she just assumed he was there, but she couldn't actually see. So funny.
Oh my gosh, how mortifying would that be? She probably was so embarrassed.
She said she thought it was really funny, and like her coworkers who like know about her like vision and everything thought it was like hilarious. And she was like, and the executives probably don't even remember it. Like,
but,
like,
yeah.
Oh man, it can be real funny sometimes.
That's funny. Yeah, that'd be good fun to hear more of those awkward stories about your poor vision.
Yeah.
I'd be down with that.
Next week's episode is my birthday.
Yeah, I know. You've mentioned that a couple of times. Really looking forward to it or something?
Yeah.
Are you one of those people who's like, hey, it's the month of my birthday?
I usually am, although this year, okay, like outside of this conversation, I haven't really been like, la la la, it's my birthday month. But I probably will beginning this week.
Yeah, no, like you and I are like so far from the same in when it comes to that. I don't think I've done anything for my birthday in the last like 3 or 4 years. I mean, other than being like, hey guys, let's go out and grab a drink or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah. I have not planned any sort of event or party or like big get together or anything like that. And I don't know if it's because I have like this crippling fear of ever like trying to plan and organize something and then just having no one show up that...
That happened to me once.
Like that is why I just fear away from...
It felt so terrible.
Yeah. But you are... What do you mean? Like, I mean, you host things all the time.
This was years ago. Yeah. Like, yeah, I host a lot of shit. And like, sometimes they're like elaborate parties. Like my birthday party this year is like elaborate. And I love doing that kind of stuff. But a long time ago, I had moved in with a boyfriend. Needless to say, like... We didn't work out. We threw a housewarming party, I guess, and nobody came and nobody said anything about it. And so it was like an hour after it was supposed to start, and like nobody had called or texted or messaged, and nobody was there yet. And we were just like, man, maybe no one's coming to our party. And so then I called my sister, who was not coming to our party. And I was like, can we just come over? Because, like, this sucks. And so we, like, officially, like, canceled the party. And then we just, like, went and hung out with my sister and her boyfriend, her now husband, and felt really terrible about ourselves. It was awful.
That is so sad, though. Like, and that's my biggest fear.
It was really sad.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened since. But it did give me some anxiety for a while.
Yeah. I'm more of a like, okay, I'll call a few people, like a small group of people. But like, mm-hmm. I don't think I have the courage to throw a big party out of fear that no one would show up.
So now when I throw parties, because like, especially for my birthday, like the last few years, I've done something like more elaborate. And my birthday, I pretty much have to combine it with Halloween or nobody will come. So I like will do something, some type of like costume or theme or something. But I always like, I get really excited. I love planning stuff like that and like getting everything together and making it look awesome and stuff. But then there's like, so like the day of a party, I will be like so excited playing music, getting everything ready. And then I get myself ready like before people are supposed to start arriving. And then there's like always this window of like 30 minutes where everything is ready. I am ready. People should be arriving in 30 minutes where I get like insane anxiety because I just start to think like, okay, have I thought of everything? Is everything where it should be? And then like, because I'm like a little bit, I'm not OCD, but like I feel compelled to like keep things as tidy as possible like all the time. Mm-hmm. So then I start to like panic a little bit about like, what if someone breaks this or if this moves or something? And then I have to like tell myself, I'm like, anything that gets displaced can just be put back tomorrow. Like, it's fine. And then I try to be, and then I like feel my energy becoming like anxious and stressed. And I'm like, no one will have a good time if that's who's hosting the party? So I'm like, be happy again. Like, everything's fine. But I go through this like cycle of anxiety and like stress. And then I've gotten good lately at like, I let myself kind of like cycle through that and then make myself relax. And Spencer is really good and like helpful with like just being like, everything's great. Everyone's going to have a great time. And like, la, la, la. And I'm like, okay, that's true. And then I like relax. And then by the time people show up, I'm like, let's do this.
This is like an emotional roller coaster and throwing a party. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been thinking lately about like the wedding and like that is like the party. And I'm like, holy crap. I hope that whatever anxiety I have, I can easily quell or like squish that day because that'll suck.
Hopefully you're just like too wrapped up in like everything else that's going on to even have to like worry about anything.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be lovely.
It's gonna be like so much going on that you're just like, I don't even have time to worry. I don't know. All right. Cool. Well, we will be back next week for Sam's birthday episode. if you do want to get in touch with us about anything, you can message us on Twitter at TCGA Podcast. On Facebook, it is This Could Get Awkward. If you want to email us, thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com, or you could head over to our website, thiscouldgetawkward.com. Talk to you next week.
See ya.